Right, Dave, so we've just been into the Honda dealer and they've got 6 or 7 ex-Daryl BT CRF450s with bigger tanks on them, ECUs on them, but they've all got 20,000 Ks.
Yeah.
And they're $8,000. Do a deal today. Why haven't you bought one already?
Because I haven't had a ride on one. And also, I do wonder if it's worth it, because we get the European model here in Australia, which is 25 horsepower. You unrestrict them, you get basically the American one, which is 38 horsepower. But you jump from like under 5 litres per hundred up to about 6.5 litres per hundred. So although you're getting a lot more power, you've lost the range. And then you get a tank on. You're basically putting a bigger tank on just to make up the difference that you've lost by adding the horsepower. Do you know what I mean? So it's like, it's all a bit of a compromise. And I sort of think, well, actually, I'd like to ride a stock one just to see if I could live with it. And then if I put a bigger tank on, I've got some serious range. That's my predicament.
So do you see yourself test riding one in the future?
Yeah, I'd like to ride a stock one. I would like to ride a stock one and see if I could live with it.
All right, well, maybe we'll come back to this when you've test rode a stock one.
Yeah.
All right.
But the stock one, this is the other predicament. The stock one's got about the same power as the CRF 300, and I've already took my deposit back because it weren't powerful enough, so I don't know.
And the other thing is, didn't the guys on Mad TV, if they had to pick, they chose their CRF 300 over the 450 because they tested a standard and a modified Daryl Beattie one, and they said that they, for most occasions, picked the 300.
Yeah, they did, but they didn't ride it against a stock 300. They rode it against their modified 300, which had had, 1,000 on the suspension. And the reality is, the 300 isn't a proper off-road bike. So anything you do to it, you're basically stressing the chassis more. Whereas, at least with the CRF 450, if you do get bored with it and up-spec it, the chassis and forks and everything else are ready to take it. Yeah.
And while we're on the subject of the CRF 300, let's touch on the fact that Shonky, the guy Shonky Shaw, who rides races a 300 and he's now got a 450.
Yeah, yeah.
You pointed out, well, you asked him a question about the size of the steering head bearing, didn't you? Given the stuff he's doing on it, do you want to elaborate on that for our listeners?
Well, I just thought it was... I jokingly said, is that off a CRF 100? Because it looks so small, right? The head stop bearing, like the taper bearing or whatever it is. And he sort of said, no, it's a 300. And I said, well, I was only joking. But it did sort of, it sort of brings it back to you when you look at the CRF 450 head race bearings compared to the 300. You know, the difference in size, I imagine, is quite big. And when you start upgrading everything, and you're basically putting them a lot more load through the chassis, because you're buying a bike that you basically, the wheels can't leave the ground when you're my weight.
Yeah.
And suddenly you're like upgrading the forks, stiffer springs, so there's more load going through all those components, like your swing arm pivot and all that sort of thing, your suspension pivot, and you haven't changed any of that, you haven't upgraded anything diameter wise it's still the same. So all these things, I believe, are going to wear out a lot quicker, and people don't take that into consideration.
No, I think you're right. Well, if you've got a CRF 300 or you've ever thought about that, let us know what you think. And until next time, laters.